about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Yeah, we're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us. The Don and Mike
Show. You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
I better bring my rubbers.
That was for you too, buddy.
I guess the word is anal.
Could be. She'd like that.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are they still calling for the end of the world tonight, the weather? Has anybody checked the weather, the local weather for Washington, D.C.?
I have not. I'm really solely going on the Howard Bernstein forecast. Pretty much the same forecast. 1 or 2 inches of snow tonight. Icy slush tomorrow.
But not an ice storm. All right,
great,
cool.
Great DJ name, Icy Slush.
cool.
Can't say it fast, though.
Hi, Buzz.
And so it begins, to steal a phrase from Letterman, I wouldn't give John McCain's troubles to a monkey on a rock.
Oh, Mike, it could be initials, like I period C period
S. Icy Slush.
My name is I.C. Slush.
How are you?
Stand by for I.C. London. He'll be followed by I.C. France, and then I.C. Buzzy's Underpants.
Don't forget our sports segment on sports injuries with I.C. Hot.
Hey, I.C. Slush, I want a pair of tickets to ride in the I.C. Slush yellow limousine.
See if you can guess what's in the glove box.
Woo!
I'm I.C. Slush.
Scott Shannon. You can't help but notice.
Let's go up to the traffic copter. Hello, wintry mix.
Hi, I.C. Slush.
I.C. Slush show. You can't help but notice how much she looks like Cindy McCain, the candidate's wife. She is an attractive 40-year-old lobbyist named Vicky Eisman. She works for the telecommunications folks. And in 1999, when McCain ran for president last time, McCain's people asked her to stay away from him. The Washington Post and the New York Times say this comes from one of McCain's longest-serving advisors, John Weaver, left McCain's current campaign last year. Yeah, Weaver.
McCain is such a cocksmith.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody knows he's out just to get laid.
Well, he does. You look at her, and about 20 years ago, not too shabby, didn't he trade up for her? Didn't he trade in an older model for her?
This is the trophy wife he's with now, right?
Right.
And she was a honey in her day, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And they look strikingly similar. It's kind of amazing. Weaver, the former aide to McCain, says he asked Vicky to distance herself from McCain so McCain couldn't be accused of courting a special interest group. McCain headed the Commerce Committee at the time.
Hey, you said the bad word.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
No, you didn't, but that's how it sounded to me. Or maybe I'm just hearing that today.
Maybe you're just hearing
it. It's kind of a sexy show today, isn't it?
It is.
Did you mention Harden?
Uh-huh.
Or did you mention Weaver? Which one did you
mention? I didn't mention either
one. You said Weaver.
The Weaver, John Weaver, who used to advise
Campbell. Right, not Harden and Weaver.
Dennis Weaver.
Sandy Weaver. Dream Weaver.
Gary Weaver.
Who's Gary Weaver?
He's an artist.
Dennis Weaver?
I already said Dennis Weaver. Oh. Earl Weaver.
Oh, boy. Okay, brain fart. You're king of the Weavers.
King of the Weavers.
King of the Weavers.
Yay.
The newspapers also, however, report a romantic.
Oh, it's a hollow victory, man. I mean, it's a good victory for you, but it's got to be hollow because I'm coming up with dick.
You know what the victory was? It was just all right for me.
The newspapers reporting on all this also report a romantic connection between John McCain and Vicky Eisman, as in affair. One of McCain's current top advisors earlier today called the story a smear and said McCain would not, and I quote, dignify false rumors and gossip by responding. Well, McCain has since responded. He's denied all of it.
There's some sort of food product made by a company called Weaver.
Chicken.
Frozen chicken.
Yeah, Weaver.
But I'm so bad. I'm sitting there going to Weaver. The only thing I'm thinking of is Beaver Weaver.
But
there's
good.
No such person.
Beaver Weaver. We just had him on the show.
I think we're looking at him right now.
The Beaver Weaver.
But nothing like any of this yet on Barack Obama, who even gets applauded for wiping his nose in Dallas. Obama is preparing.
Barack Obama!
He was preparing for tonight's big debate with a head cold. And about a half an hour into a speech yesterday, he sort of excused himself and pulled out a tissue or a handkerchief and wiped his nose. The crowd of 1,700 people applauded albeit awkwardly.
Boogers! Boogers! Boogers!
Snot! That's snot. That's how you know you're popular. Now, for you, it might make for decent TV viewing. For Hillary Clinton, tonight's debate is a battle to survive.
It's on against American Idol.
I know. I like this one better. God. She needs some serious forward momentum if she's to score the kinds of victories she needs in Texas and Ohio. Hillary Clinton was captain of her college debate team, and she knows this is a must win.
Listen, she's going to lose. You're going to have more satisfaction watching those four lummoxes get kicked off that show tonight.
I'm going to TiVo everything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it all. This debate is going to be different than any other debate they've had. And if it's not, she's toast. I mean, she's got to do something, or he's got to screw up.
She's got to come out.
What am I talking about? When's the last time anybody really made a big gaffe in a debate?
She's done. She's done.
We'll see.
And I voted for her. I'm just saying she should pack it in at this point.
Well, if she doesn't win Texas and Ohio, both of them, I think she should concede. And it's time for the Democrats to do what the Republicans have done. And then right after that, then the New York Times can come out with the story about Barack Obama.
Right. That's how it works.
About him and whoever he's had an affair with.
Oh, you gotta know. I mean, look at him; he's a good looking guy.
You hear the comparisons to John F. Kennedy, and you say, here's a young guy; he's out there. Obviously, he's getting rock star treatment.
Please. I hear he was boning Evelyn Carter.
It was Evelyn Carter.
Champagne?
Evelyn, Jimmy Carter's mother?
Carter's mother.
Oh, Evelyn Carter.
I was Evelyn Champagne King, Mike.
Champagne King. That's right.
But why did I know that's Jimmy Carter's mother?
Because she is hot as balls.
She's boxed.
Hot as Carter boxed. And she shook a little.
She's very boxed.
Well, after saying it would and then saying it wouldn't, the U.S. military did blow up that dead spy satellite with a missile last night.
Yeah.
The fuel tank of 1,000 pounds of hydrazine was destroyed with pinpoint accuracy.
I'm glad to hear that. This makes me feel good.
Someone send that to Kim Jong-il. Hey, listen, dude, we can send up our missiles.
You see what we did? It's the size of a small bus. We blew it out of space.
Mm-hmm. The debris is reportedly the size of baseballs and expected to rain down toward the Pacific for the next day or so, but burn up completely on reentry. Other world leaders are concerned the U.S., what we were really doing was testing a weapon and kind of warning to those other world powers.
And if you use Robert's mixture, you will not burn up during reentry.
That's right. But if you wipe out a country's communication satellite or show that you can, advantage you. The most impressive thing about the shootdown, the missile, about the size of a chair, hit not just the bus-sized satellite, but specifically its fuel tank, which was the main target.
Bingo.
Very cool.
We got all of the water in the clown's mouth.
Yep.
The big balloon on top.
It exploded.
And we got to pick any prize off the top shelf.
Yeah.
What kind of chair?
Like a folding chair.
Small? Not like a recliner?
No. In height, the missile, as I understand it, was not much bigger than your average folding chair.
I think this is a triumph. I'm glad.
It sure is.
I'm going to buy one of those missiles the next time I'm at Breezewood. Go up to the fireworks store up there and get one of them.
Breezewood.
The town of motels.
The beautiful city.
Breezewood, Pennsylvania.
Carrie and I are vacationing there.
Very good.
Now, the first thing you should know about this airline nightmare story is the name of the airline. Go. G-O, little G, little O, exclamation mark.
You hear about this one?
Go Airlines.
I have not heard about this.
Funny.
The nightmare is the plane overshot the Hawaiian island.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, you're right. The guys are like,
by 15 miles before the air traffic controllers were able to wake up the pilots, both of them. Neither the captain nor the co-pilot had responded for 25 minutes.
Now, this is new news to me.
Tiny bubble.
When I heard it reported, they didn't know if they were. Are they now positive the guys were sleeping?
Well, they're going to go over the tapes, the cockpit flight recorder. What that will reveal, I don't know. I don't know how you would prove, unless they have video, and maybe they do. I don't know how you'd prove if they were asleep or not. They're locked in there.
Where's that tape of Dennis Murphy sleeping?
They did.
What if they turned on the flight recorder and they heard that?
This is Tower to Go Airways. Tower to Go Airways. You are clear for landing.
Any chance you got Dennis? We got Dennis screaming, Dennis mooing, Dennis
Tower
laughing.
To Breezewood Airways.
Come on, I know we have Dennis snoring somewhere. Nope, that's not it, Robbie. Oh, well, we'll keep looking.
Pilots didn't respond for 25 minutes. They not only flew past the runway at Honolulu, they very nearly overshot the entire Hawaiian Islands.
Maybe they were listening to the Joe Show.
The airline and the government are investigating. Joe. Both pilots might lose their licenses over this.
Joe Show!
Depending on what they can prove in the investigation.
It's not him snoring.
It's not the pilot snoring.
Hi, Bull.
No. Come on, boy.
There was an earthquake that caused some damage this morning in northern Nevada. At a Richter reading of 6, the quake rocked Wells, Nevada, collapsing one building and damaging some others, which brings us to Israel.
Andy Richter.
Brings us to Israel, where they've had 4 quakes recently. A high-ranking official in the Israeli parliament, however, believes the fault lies not in the tectonic plates, but in mankind. The official says it's God's punishment for Israel's tolerance of gays and its laws protecting gay rights.
That's what it is. That's right. Gay people cause earthquakes.
Yeah, I believe that for years.
Quoting him, God says, shake your genitals when you're not supposed to, and I will shake my world to wake you up.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
What about my brother? Like? My brother, the track coach.
And don't go to Thailand.
Don and Mike Show.
You're a goddamn genius.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Right.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Now, once again, here's Guy J. Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. For decades, doctors have argued, I tell you, about whether women do or don't have an anatomical part described as the Grafenberg spot. The latest research, you're welcome,
Gutenberg spot.
No, Grafenberg, named after Gutenberg. The doctor who first isolated it.
Named after the great actor who gets all the sex in the world, Steve Gutenberg.
Right. Who will be coming up on Dancing with the Stars.
Latest research out of Italy confirms that the G-spot does, in fact, exist. That's the good news.
Mamma mia, papa pia, baby got the diarrhea.
The bad news.
He said Italy.
Bad news, not in every woman.
Oh.
The study shows that having a G-spot limits that woman to only one kind of big O, not having one.
You wrong.
Limits her.
Speedwack.
Yeah, baby.
I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball, head, ass.
Women with a G-spot can have...
Colette is like a beach ball.
Can have two kinds.
Very easy to find.
I wish I could say more.
Some women can have two kinds?
Yes, because they have the spot that some women apparently don't have.
Right.
Wow.
There's the man in the boat kind.
Well said.
Thank you.
And there are women who don't have such spots.
Right.
Well, no, they all have that one.
Yeah,
they all have the man in the boat, right. But the man in the boat doesn't necessarily work. Is that what you're saying?
And I think I remember. I bet we're getting inked on that.
A man on the boat?
I remember that one.
Hey, Mike, we're talking about Moby Dick.
Oh, very good. Now
we're talking about the book.
Thank you. That's
about
I said
the guy with the big fish.
As I said, I wish I could say more.
I'm curious.
A teenage computer geek in Norway has figured out a way to get songs out of an iPod and into, say, another computer or MP3 player. This has been iPod's uncrackable code to protect copyrighted music from being given away by someone other than the copyright owner. The result is that songs purchased from iTunes will only play on an iPod. This young hacker who broke the code, Jonathan Richards, calls himself DVD John, and the music industry hates his guts. Apple will now try to shut him down. But it was John who successfully made it possible for us to play music we didn't buy at iTunes on our iPods, and John first made news when he figured out how to remove the copyright protection from movies on DVD.
Hack, hack, hack.
John's
hack.
A troublemaker.
Hack.
A woman was shown on ABC's Primetime being beaten by her stepfather.
Rob Speedwack.
And now she's suing the network.
I told you I wanted to go on the Shrek ride again.
The video aired 2 years ago of 15-year-old Kylie Nelson being held down, beaten, and berated and punched. ABC remembers it well because it got flooded with emails asking why ABC just videoed the abuse and did nothing to stop it or even report it.
Let's talk now to Carrie Spiewak about this very tape, Rob's wife.
It was really hard because he would tell me he was sorry. He would do something like push me or throw me against the wall, but then he would cry and say, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. I just lost my temper. I love you.
I love you, honey. I'll be home soon.
You're a monster.
Yeah, but you're jealous.
I am.
Kylie's an adult now, and she's suing Diane Sawyer, ABC, and the parent company, Disney. She's also suing 3 psychologists who worked on that primetime report. And she's asking for damages for the lasting effects of the abuse and its airing on broadcast television.
I know they're not exactly the same, but isn't that akin to when we had the ice storm a couple of weeks ago and Channel 5 was taping people just slipping on the same spot
over
and over again?
Uh-huh. It's the same, even if it's a hidden camera, and you just sit there. You can't tape somebody getting wailed on.
Recording and not helping.
Yeah, really.
Did you see the thing of that
the drunk, belligerent chick that was in for a DUI, and all she was doing was giving the guard some lip.
Mm-hmm.
And
I read about it.
And they were videotaping it, and the guard goes over, and you see, mm-hmm, where he turns off the videotape, and then the picture is like the chick with like two black eyes, and she got the lips going out every different way, and
just wailed on her.
I keep forgetting you're allergic. You're allergic to that, Rob.
You're allergic to him protesting a beating.
That was
stop your protesting. He won't sneeze no more.
Where the hell was that? And why have I not heard more about that?
I believe that was in a town known as Whatfor, South Carolina.
Whatnot.
Whatfor.
Whatfor.
Right
by Whatnot.
Whatnot County.
And don't forget the state capital.
I think he misremembers.
Misremembers South Carolina.
Anyway, that's an awful situation.
It sure is.
I don't know why I brought it up.
I have a friend of mine that works in a jail, and you know, you actually, he's been on the job a long time, and he talks about the fact that a lot of the guys that grow on the job, it becomes almost like a green mile type of thing, where you realize that the more you cooperate and the more you try to make the, you know, guys that are going through this horrible thing in a lot of cases, mm-hmm, the better it is for the inmates. But a lot of times you get young upstarts that come into the situation, and mm-hmm, they're in there and they got something to prove.
Well, this was
and that's what happened. So I don't think when that guy was thrown out of the wheelchair and you watch stuff like that, I really think the long-term people, they get to understand what they need to do to exist in that environment. But you get young people that come in there.
This was a chick that wasn't in, like, a hardcore jail.
Right.
She was someone who had obviously been pulled over for some DUI or something.
And it's probably the same thing, though. I mean, not, you know, who knows? And I don't want to say that all young cops feel this way, but sometimes that's the case. Yeah. You get people young that don't know how to deal with it.
On the tape, she's belligerent, like, hey, I get to make a – that was the point. I get to make a phone call.
Right.
I get to make a – you know, you don't get to. I get to make a phone call. Hold on a second. Then you a little of this, and then the screen goes.
So there was no videotape evidence.
No, he went over and turned the tape off. Oh, and
well, she fell.
And hold on, this is the worst part. Now that I'm remembering,
yeah,
when they turned the tape back on, seriously, this chick is laying on the floor, and there's just a pool of blood around her head.
Wow.
You know, I mean, I think it's healthy that this stuff shows up on the internet because maybe it will help stop some of that.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, a guy who paints with his thing.
Don and Mike Show.
Call the jibba jabba.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ah, wow.
Just a big jibba box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Jonathan. Hey, all you fellas. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. These days you can get beer with caffeine in it. Bush has Bud Extra. Miller has Tilt. And since young people enjoy the energy drinks, they'll probably really like the caffeine mixed with beer. And that's why the attorneys general of several states are pushing the big beer companies like Miller and Busch to tell what they're putting in those beers and to whom they will be marketing. And finally, his real name is Tim Patch.
That's really not a bad idea. That's akin to when you're out and you say, I'll take a vodka and a Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Exactly. Yeah, and the people just love it.
Well, I'm sure people will call and say, you know, you're setting yourself up for disaster. Hey, listen, it works for me.
It does. It works for a lot of people.
It keeps me up after 10 o'clock at night while I'm drinking.
Right.
Bring it on.
Fantastic idea.
It's mixing the chemicals that's important. Finally, his real name is Tim Patch, but he calls himself Picasso because he paints portraits with his thing. Talk about painting in broad strokes.
Did we ever have this guy on the show? A guy that paints with his penis?
Yeah, he would never call us back. He's Australian, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we tried to get him?
We did.
Oh, what a prick.
Instead of a brush, Tim uses an appendage not normally used by artists to apply the paint to the canvas. Normally, he shows his work at sex fairs around the world, but now he's going after his native Australia's top prize in the art world, the Archibald. Tim's entered this competition before, but this year he's submitting a portrait of himself, painting a portrait. So this year could be different. By the way, Tim says he paints the backgrounds, quote, with my bum. You do the best you can with
what ass painted this?
What you have to work with. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Sorry, we're out of time.
Well,
in my pack.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
He's been everywhere. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Unless the ice storm hits us.
Right.
Bye, Bernstein. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed,
I'm going to play Ass Lotto tonight. Do you have any green alcohol?
Yes, siree, and peroxide.
Ask me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand.
Are you waiting till he starts to really sing the hook?
Sure am.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere.
That's
Not Howard Bernstein.
Screw off.
Bernstein.
This is the Don and Mike Show.